Major General Arnold Field spent 34 years in the Marines. He attributes much of his success to an organization known for black jackets with a cotton bowl on the back. The story is brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Check out their fall savings event at exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Many people are familiar with the FFA, formerly known as the Future Farmers of America. From 1935 to 1965, a similar organization for African American students called the New Farmers of America, or NFA, had members in 18 southeastern states.
One of the greatest things that I gleaned from my NFA experience was to meet folks who were in the FFA and to realize that I had brothers out there with whom I'm now even more acquainted than I was able to be back then, largely because of segregation.
Major General Arnold Fields was a national NFA officer in 1963-64.
There was some interaction, but not significant interaction. While I was a national NFA officer, the national NFA officers were invited to attend the national FFA convention.
It was simply the way things were during the days of segregation. The merger was the right thing to do, but it did have its drawbacks. Numbers of African American students in FFA declined. However, that trend is changing. Fields' time at NFA helped him excel in his 34 years in the Marine Corps.
There is no substitute for strong leadership. NFA did it for me. Really, those experiences are still helping me to be a success, making a contribution to our nation.
In recent years, there have been reunions of NFA members and officers, and Fields tries to attend when possible to reconnect with old friends. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.